Bonjour, bienvenue. Good morning. Welcome. Now we'll just. Maybe this will work. Now, Jason, my slides won't advance. Maybe I will take the remote. Okay. Alors, mon nom est Robert Primavesi, vice-doyen des études médicales prédoctorales. C'est avec grand plaisir que je vous souhaite la bienvenue à notre cérémonie de remise des prix et la réception de doyens. My name is Robert Primavesi, Associate Dean of Undergraduate Medical Education and Student Affairs, and I welcome you to the Faculty of Medicine's Dean's Award Ceremony. It's wonderful to see all our graduates, together with those who are so important in their lives, their family and their friends. And evidently, we could not seat everybody in this amphitheater today. But we do have a live stream set up to the Martin Theater. So if you're seated in the Martin Theater, Dean and I already went next door to say hello. And can we project them? We can't project them, but we can say hello. So I think if we're supposed to wave. And they can see us, and it makes them feel like they're part of the ceremony, so, which they are, of course. Alors, je me rejoins aujourd'hui de voir des nouveaux diplômés, ainsi ceux qui ont été si importants pour eux au cours des dernières années, leurs familles et leurs amis. Malheureusement, nous n'avions pas assez de place pour tous les invités dans cet auditorium, donc je voudrais saluer tous ceux et celles qui sont dans l'amphithéâtre adjacente, car sans vous tous, cette cérémonie ne sera pas de même. So before we begin, if you have a pager or cell phone, please turn them on to vibrate. Little check. All right. And this morning we celebrate all of our graduates, including those who are recipients of a number of prizes. All right, so we are honored to have with us today in the platform party senior members of the faculty who will be presenting some of the prizes. And I'm not sure, are we standing or are we just introducing? So Dr. Howard Bergman, Dr. James Martin, Dr. Jose Moret, Dr. Arvind Joshi, Dr. Preetha Krishnamurti, Dr. Greg Madurisian, Dr. Simon Bergman, Dr. Saul Frankiel, Dr. Leonard Levine, Dr. Eric Shoebridge, Dr. Namta Gupta, and Joanne Leibosch. I'd like to acknowledge the assistant deans of undergraduate medical education who make my work infinitely easier. And if actually they're here, I'll get you just to stand up for a moment. Dr. Salim Razak, assistant dean of admissions. Dr. Namta Gupta, Assistant Dean, Student Affairs. And Dr. Gilles Brousseau, Doyen Joint, Campus Santé Outaouais. We have some special guests with us today. Dr. Carol Moss-Prives, Doctor of Science, will get an honorary degree this afternoon. Dr. Gilles Brousseau, who's the recipient of the new Medical Student Wellness Excellence in the Learning Environment Award. Dr. Christos Karatsios, who's recipient of the Oster Award for Outstanding Teaching. And the Oster Fellows for the class of 2014. But our most honored guests are you, the family and friends of these accomplished young people. As we celebrate them, we know that you are a big part of why they are here today. Thank you for supporting our students for the past 4 years and more. Nos étudiants ont besoin de plus qu'une faculté pour leur formation. Chaque étudiant a besoin de ses proches pour le soutenir. And to our graduates, wherever you call home in the future, you will always belong to the McGill family. Je vais maintenant vous présenter Dr. David Eidelman, vice-principal santé et affaires médicales et doyen de la faculté de médecine. Dr. David Eidelman, Vice Principal, Health Affairs, and Dean of the Faculty of Medicine.
Thank you, Rob. Merci.
Wait this way.
Mesdames et messieurs, je vous souhaite la bienvenue. Welcome, everybody. It's a great day of celebration for all of us here, especially for the students and their families and friends. First of all, I want to acknowledge your class as a new member. The class of 2014 now counts Carol Moss Priebus as one of yours. She is already a graduate of McGill, having received her bachelor's and PhD here before. She's now the DaCosta Professor at Columbia University and an outstanding scientist whose work has been pivotal in helping us have a better understanding of cell growth and malignancy. And she will be receiving a Doctor of Science honoris causa this afternoon. Welcome and congratulations. It's my pleasure to also acknowledge Dr. Crystal Karatsios, the 2014 recipient of the Osler Award for Outstanding Teacher, as well as Dr. Gilles Brousseau from Campus Outaouais, who will be receiving the inaugural Medical Student Wellness Award. Congratulations to both of you. Greetings also to the distinguished members of our platform party, our chairs, faculty members, and staff who are with us today, and of course a very warm welcome to everyone participating by video conference in the Meekins Theater next door. My first responsibility is to pay tribute to the Osler Fellows. So this is a very unique group of teachers who have guided, mentored, advised, cared for this class over the last 4 years, and I'd ask the Osler Fellows to now rise. I'm asked to read the following tribute. The Osler Fellows have witnessed and contributed in an enriching and ennobling way to the inspiring transformation of their students into young physicians. Their special mentorship, a privilege of the highest order, has helped prepare the class of 2014 to assume the awesome and singular responsibility of healers and professionals. For this, we are profoundly grateful. So congratulations again. So now it says it's time for my official speech. So as dean, as you can imagine, I know how they feel. That's exactly how I feel when I get up to speak. Anyway, as dean, I'm asked to take on many tasks, many responsibilities, play many roles, give many speeches, of course. And I have to say that none really fills me with more of a sense of responsibility than this one. I have to think about what could I possibly say to an emerging class of graduating students about to embark on their careers. Alors, lorsque l'on s'apprête à entendre des mots de sagesse, il est souvent mieux de savoir qui s'adresse à nous. Depuis presque 2 ans et demi, en ma qualité de doyen, je n'ai contribué qu'un petit peu à votre formation, mais je représente quand même le symbole de la faculté, ainsi que son solide et fier engagement envers vous. This is my third graduation ceremony as dean. However, as you can imagine, the one that really sticks in my mind is the one of my own in 1979. More than 3 decades ago, I stood more or less where you guys stand now, although we didn't have a ceremony like this in those days. But just to put that in perspective, should one of you end up as dean 35 years from now, it'll be 2049. As I say every year, the year 1979 was very different than now, and I was a very different person then. Yet, in some ways, everything is exactly the same. I was unbelievably excited to have completed med school. I had achieved my childhood dream of being a doctor. I was nervously anticipating a new job, which was about to start in a few weeks. Like many of you, I was facing the prospect of moving to a new city. And like some of you, I was engaged to be married. And other than the birth of my children, I cannot recall a time where I had the same feeling of simultaneous elation and mortal dread. Of course, we're in a different world than in 1979. I graduated before anything known as evidence-based medicine had been created. There was no such thing as an MRI scanner. And molecular biology was not something you used with patients. It was something that you heard people talk about as a rumor. In those days, believe it or not, the economy was always growing. And aging was not a subject that physicians paid much attention to. Social media were things like the telephone, the water cooler. And some of what they taught me in this school turned out to be, well, not exactly correct. And so it will be with you. Much of what you've been taught will turn out to be only a starting point for new knowledge that will lead to the next breakthrough. You'll see the development of technologies that will transform medicine even further. A new understanding of biology will allow you to accomplish things that I didn't even imagine possible in 1979 and have difficulty predicting now. On the other hand, caring for us baby boomers will force you to develop new models of care, work in interprofessional teams in ways that we didn't think about in those days, and to learn much more about how to provide good care despite limited or shrinking resources. Now, if you're sitting in the audience, you're thinking, yeah, but what about me? What's going to happen to my career? So I can't predict the future, but, you know, as Shakespeare wrote in The Tempest, what's past is prologue. So what do I mean by that? Well, in the last couple of years, I've had the privilege to travel around and meet alumni, people who, like you, graduated from this faculty and came to this day with only the vaguest notion of what lay before them. And yet, they went on to great achievements, whether as outstanding clinicians like our Osler Fellows, great clinician scientists like Dr. Victor Zhao, for example, who was just named president of the Institute of Medicine, leading scientists like Dr. Priebus, or great innovators like David Boyd, who a graduate of this school who was responsible for establishing the trauma system in the United States, which is now the standard for trauma care around the world, or more recently, Joanne Liu, who is the international president of Médecins Sans Frontières. You notice I didn't mention Osler even once, unusually. And so it'll be for you as well. Alors, je suis certain que malgré ce que vous pensiez, tout comme vos prédécesseurs, vous êtes bien préparés pour affronter ce qui s'en vient. McGill existe depuis déjà assez longtemps. En qualité de première faculté de médecine au Canada, nous avons su nous adapter et être à la fine pointe pendant tout ce temps. Bien entendu, à compter d'aujourd'hui, vous faites partie de nous, étant donné que vous êtes maintenant diplômé. You are forever part of the McGill Medicine class of 2014. And you should be very proud of your class. Vous devriez être très fier de votre promotion. Despite the challenges, you've thrived through your sense of solidarity, your generosity, your accountability. I've also heard tell of your lifestyle reputation, apparently something to do with partying. Equally important, you are known for your discipline and accountability in getting things done. Well, we saw that with your social media policy that you spearheaded, the compassionate engagement with the community, the Global Surgery Conference, and I'm told you are the first class to have 100% participation in the Canadian Graduate Award. I really, really hope you said nice things about us. Of course, not only did we teach you, you taught us. The new curriculum that you've heard about includes many of your ideas and part of your legacy. Cette classe est remarquable non seulement pour sa grande solidarité, mais aussi pour sa diversité. Bien que pour la plupart d'entre vous êtes des résidents du Québec, vous représentez une impressionnante diversité en matière d'antécédents, et d'expérience, ainsi qu'en matière de culture, car votre promotion représente plus de 25 pays. Donc, le fait qu'une grande majorité de la classe soit bilingue ou même trilingue est formidable. So here you are, class of 2014. You have made it to the end of a long road. You've accomplished something extraordinary. You now belong to a special society, holders of the MDCM degree, Medicinae Doctorum et Chirurgiae Magistrum, healers and teachers of medicine. Sounds very impressive, and it's really cool. But you need to keep things in perspective. Completing medical school only prepares you to really learn how to become a doctor. You're only still at the beginning. As you move forward in your careers, you will learn many things and forget even more. You will grow as a person and adapt to change. You will notice that somehow medical students get younger every year. You will discover things about yourself that you never knew, while others will discover things about you that everyone has known since pre-K. It'll be both a thrilling and a humbling experience. Whatever you do, wherever you go, remember that while you need to take your job seriously, you should never take yourself too seriously. And remember that you are now responsible for your own learning. As I always tell residents and students, never believe what anyone tells you, especially not the attendings. Check it yourself. Finally, keep in mind McGill's mission to serve society, to make our communities well, keep them well, and prevent illnesses. You should do this with passion, and if you do so, without exception, your career will flourish. And always remember, as your alma mater, we are there for you. This is your second home. Now, before closing, I would remind you that you did not do the last 4 years alone. Together with professors and staff, there are people who were decisive in your lives in the last 4 years, including your classmates, family, parents, grandparents, sisters, brothers, girlfriends, boyfriends, partners, friends, children, and so on. So, class of 2014, I would ask you to stand and turn to the people who were part of your success in this room and in the Martin Theater and say thank you. Grand merci to all the Nous vous remercions de nous avoir soutenus through all the trials and tribulations, rants and raves, and today in celebration of this spectacular milestone. In the end, this is your day, dedicated to you and those who are close to you. It's a day richly deserved and hard won. On behalf of the Faculty of Medicine, congratulations, félicitations à tous. Merci.
Thank you, Dr. Eidelman. As we begin the clinical awards presentation, I'd like to publicly acknowledge the students who were previously awarded prizes over the last 4 years. The names are listed in the program immediately before the class list, and congratulations to all of you. Pour débuter la présentation des prix cliniques, je voudrais mentionner le nom des étudiants qui ont reçu des prix au cours des dernières 4 années. Vous trouvez les noms imprimés dans notre programme avant la liste de la classe. Félicitations à tous nos récipiendaires. Nous débuterons avec les prix de département. Ces prix ont été choisis par les départements des diverses disciplines médicales et seront présentés par leur directeur ou leur délégué. We'll start with the departmental prizes. These awards are decided upon by the clinical departments and are presented by the department chair or delegate. When your name is called, please come down to the front of the theater to receive your award. We will have a photographer who will take an individual photo, and these photos will be made available to you afterwards. And I actually would ask the presenter to stand up once you realize that your prize is coming up. So the John H. Anschuler Prize in Family Medicine is presented by Dr. Howard Bergman, Chair of Family Medicine, to Douglas Slobod. The J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine is presented by Dr. James Martin, Chair, Department of Medicine, to Jasmine Grenier. The E. David Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine is presented by Dr. José Moret, Division Director of Geriatric Medicine, to Guillaume Leclerc. So this next award has special significance to me because it was established by my medical class, the class of 1985, in honor of one of our classmates. The Brian Newton Memorial Award in Obstetrics and Gynecology is presented by Dr. Arvind Joshi, Interim Chair, Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, to Vanessa Martelli. The Newell W. Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology is presented by Dr. Arvind Joshi, and it goes to Maya Harrell Sterling. The Montreal Children's Hospital Prize for Pediatric Excellence is presented by Dr. Preetha Krishnamurthy. Clerkship Director of Pediatrics. And this prize is shared by Marie-Hélène Gagnon and Audrey and Kim Lebrecht. The Mona Brofman-Sheckman Prize in Psychiatry is presented by Dr. Gregory Medarisian, Director of Psychiatric Undergraduate Education, to Mira Zane. The Psychiatry Prize is presented by Dr. Gregory Medarisian to, Laura Chertkow. The The Robert Forsyth Prize in Surgery is presented by Dr. Simon Bergman, Undergraduate Surgery Education Clerkship Director, to Svetan Tripkov. The Campbell-Keenan Memorial Prize in Clinical Surgery is presented by Dr. Simon Bergman to Julie Hébert. And Julie is not here today, so we will accept the prize on her behalf. The H.S. Birkett Memorial Prize in Otorhinolaryngology is presented by Dr. Saul Frankiel, Chair of the Department of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery. You may have to change the name. And this prize is shared by Mark Bastianelli and Yelga Jozaghi. Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology, presented by Dr. Leonard Levine, Chair of Ophthalmology, to Vincent Sun. The Charles Scriver Prize in Genetics is presented by Dr. Eric Shoebridge, Chair of Human Genetics. And this prize is shared by April Rose and Natasha Anastasio. So this marks the end of the departmental awards. We now move to the non-departmental awards. And although the nature of awards is such that only one person is chosen, it is not an easy task with so many exceptional students. We will post a list of nominees for each prize, and then we'll read out the recipient. Même si un prix est attribué à une seule personne, ce n'est pas chose facile de choisir parmi tant d'étudiants exceptionnels. Je vous présenterai dans la liste des nominés ainsi que le gagnant de chaque catégorie. So we are pleased to inform you that three students have received the Lieutenant Governor of Quebec Youth Medal this year. And this award was presented at a previous ceremony, so you don't actually have to come down to the front of the class. Is that right, Sylvana? No, are we bringing people coming down? Or no, we're not. Okay, I just wanted to be sure. Savannah keeps us on track. But we'd like to acknowledge this distinction that recognizes her academic excellence and exemplary community involvement. Louis-Philippe Dufour, Maya Harrell-Sterling, and Samia Sinucci. So the following two non-departmental awards are decided entirely by the students of the graduating class. The Strong Hartley Award, established by the medical class of 2006 in memory of their classmate Strong Hart, Alexander Hartley, to commemorate Dr. Hartley's legacy of friendship, sport, and scholarship. It is awarded by Dr. Namta Gupta, Assistant Dean of Student Affairs, to Rita Sirhany. The Ronald Douglas Neymark Award also has special significance to me because this is an award that I received in the first year that it was offered. And it was... That was in 1985. And it was established by the class of 1984. The Ronald Douglas Neymark Award is given to the member of the graduating class who, in the eyes of his or her peers, most enriches the life of the class. It is awarded by Dr. Namta Gupta to Wanda Marini. My award didn't come in a frame. So we've made progress. Les prochains prix ont été choisis par les étudiants ainsi par les membres de la faculté de médecine. The following awards are decided by input from the students and the faculty. The Alexander D. Stewart Prize is awarded to the member of the graduating class who represents in every respect the highest qualifications to practice the profession. It is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta. And this prize is shared by Laurence Bernard and Corey Miller. Dr. Alan Spanier Prize, Professionalism in Medicine, is awarded to the member of the graduating class who has maintained high academic standing and exhibited a high standard of professionalism and compassion during the practice of medicine component of the curriculum. It is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta, and this prize is also shared by Andrew Dawson and Mallory Warren. Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize is awarded to the student who embodies the highest qualifications to practice the profession and has demonstrated outstanding leadership qualities. It is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta to Esli Osmanliu. The Riley Madsen Memorial Prize is awarded to a student with good academic standing was demonstrated exceptional warmth and empathy towards patients. It is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta to Samantha Ballas. The McGill Alumni Society Prize is awarded to a distinguished student for excellence in high academic standing. It is presented by Joanne Leibosch, Managing Director of Development and Alumni Relations for the Faculty of Medicine. And it is presented to Megan Schneiderman. Les deux médailles d'or attribuées des étudiants sont des marques de reconnaissance pour leur rendement académique. The two gold medals are awarded on academic merit. The Wood Gold Medal is awarded to the student who has the most outstanding clinical performance in the clerkship period. It is presented by Dean Eidelman to Mallie Worm. The Holmes Gold Medal is awarded to the student graduating the highest aggregate standing in the entire medical curriculum. It is presented by Dean Eidelman to Vanessa Martelli. Le palmarès du doyen reconnaît les étudiants qui sont classés dans le premier 10% au cours des quatre dernières années. Dean's honor list recognizes the students who are in the top 10% of the class overall for the last 4 years. Please come down as I call your name, and because you can never get enough of Osler, you'll get your very own copy of The Life of Osler. And we'll do a group photo, and we'll ask everybody to hold their applause until I read all the names. So Étienne Archambault, Alexandre Bazinet, Marilyn Bro, Caitlin Kale, Louis-Philippe Dufour, Daniel Ellis, Marie-Hélène Gagnon, Marie-Pierre Guilbeault, Maya Harrell Sterling, Jacob Kleiman, Miriam Levesque-Roy, Judge Liu, Vanessa Martelli, Megan Schneiderman, Svetan Kriptov, Jeffrey Jenyu Wang, Mallie Worm, and Mira Zane. Really? I'm supposed to get in the picture.
It's much nicer like this.
I'm supposed to get in the picture, apparently. You're hiding.
I tell you.
Just let everybody get back to their seats. Alors, je demande maintenant à tous nos nouveaux diplômés de vouloir se lever. Même si nous avons souligné plusieurs récipiendaires, votre classe est remplie de personnes extraordinaires qui seront des leaders et des modèles à suivre dans les années à venir. I ask the entire graduating class to stand. Although we have publicly recognized some prize winners, your class is full of extraordinary individuals, physicians who will be healers and leaders in the years to come. Please join me in acknowledging the entire class. The Medical Student Wellness Excellence in the Learning Environment Award is new for 2014. Reconnaître et recommencer l'excellence en enseignement est un élément important dans le milieu d'apprentissage en médecine. Les enseignants de calibre supérieur servent de modèle, influencent les choix de carrière et permettent aux étudiants de réaliser leur potentiel. Dans les facultés de médecine, le bon professeur doit être reconnu et récompensé. Ce prix attribué pour les apprenants et devrait être représentatif du milieu d'apprentissage qui reflète le mieux le code de conduite de la faculté dans le contexte clinique. The MSW Excellence Award is presented by Dr. Namta Gupta and it is presented to Dr. Gilles Brousseau, vice-doyen Joie Campus Santé Outaouais.
It's a great honor to receive this new award. My code de conduite est essentiellement avec le campus Santé Outaouais, avec le groupe d'étudiants qui ont fait l'externat intégré chez nous. C'est aussi le groupe de médecine familiale auquel je travaille, l'unité de médecine familiale, l'hôpital. Alors, c'est avec un grand plaisir que je vais partager ce prix avec tous les enseignants d'Outaouais. Actually, you're all welcome to join our group in the Gatineau area as soon as you're finished. There's a place for you as learners, but there's also a place for you as future teachers and also to be in a group where the code de conduite is exceptional. Thank you very much.
I now invite Josh Forsenbosch, class president, to address his class and their invited guests and to introduce the recipient of the Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching.
Félicitations, Dr. Brousseau, pour être le premier à recevoir le MSW, le prix d'excellence dans le milieu d'apprentissage. Nos collègues de Gatineau, forts de leur excellente formation, peuvent tous témoigner de votre contribution à un milieu d'apprentissage favorable. Thanks, guys. So, about a month ago, I wasn't really sure what the speech was supposed to be about. So, naturally, I went to Sylvana. Naturally. And naturally, Sylvana was in the middle of about 15 different things, but she didn't really tell me what I was supposed to do. She said what I couldn't do. So things I couldn't do were show up with a clown nose, no gorilla costumes, no pogo sticks, but I assume toques are okay. But perhaps more appropriately, she should have told us no Pikachu or Scooby-Doo costumes. But after asking around, I finally figured out what this is about. And it's very similar to the address that we gave during the White Coat ceremony, where we thank the many, many, many people that helped us get here. So in the month that's passed since we wrote those little quizzes called the LMCC and USMLE, I've had a lot of time to speak informally with many of you, but the time that, you know, the time that's elapsed since well, we were all gathered here with our friends and family when we during the White Coat ceremony. And it's been interesting to discuss with all of you, to see how our trajectories have or have not changed since we first donned those white coats and many of the intense emotions that we felt. But one of the things that really struck me in all these conversations was this notion of knowledge. So it's like we think back, bomb, ICM, you know, it's like open that 600-page Unit 6 manual, just memorize it, write the test, and do fine. You know, point final, right? But now as we get a little bit further, you know, it's like, what's that internal medicine book? Harrison's or something like that? It's pretty big, and it's getting bigger, and it just starts to feel like there's this infinite amount of knowledge out there that we're never, ever, ever going to grasp, you know, even in the sub-specialty of medicine that we might practice. But then there was this, and it sort of struck me, that there's this concept of wisdom. So I wasn't really sure what wisdom meant, so I went to the most credible source of information in the universe now, Wikipedia, which told me that wisdom is the ability to think and act using knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. And so I think I speak for all of us now that we're much more comfortable applying that, you know, I guess somewhat relatively limited amount of knowledge that we have, and applying the consequences of our experience and gathering the pertinent information to and applying it to the clinical setting. And we've gathered so much experience, you know, it's like, think back, you know, we had those nice, crisp, clean white coats, so short. And, you know, it's we've treated traumas, we've helped run codes, we've seen patients wake up from the ICU, we've seen beautiful, screaming, healthy babies emerge into the world, and we've helped improve the lives of so many others. And it's so humbling when we think back to 2.5 years ago, and we thank so many people for the so many things that they had done in that first year and a half of medical school. And then we look back and we're like, that was nothing. But think about it. It's like, I mean, we'll always be grateful for that support that we had then, but how much more grateful are we now? How much more have we had to lean on those who were so close to us over the last 2 years? How much more stressed have we been? I mean, I don't think I'm any more bald, in fairness, but it's what I... But when I shaved, I saw two gray hairs down here, and I'm like, it's like a badge of honor. But with that, thank you. Thank you to our parents. Thank you to our friends, our significant others, our children, our siblings. Thank you to the baristas who work overnight in second cup at the Jewish. And thank you to anyone else who has ever been there for us. We will always be grateful for your support through this transformative process of our lives. And I think there's a group in particular that I want to thank, and I don't think they get enough thanks, is that thank you to our patients, because we haven't always been right, and we haven't always got that NG tube in on the first try. And I can only imagine how scared you must have been when you found out that we had never done a lumbar puncture before. But in all seriousness, but because of you, we're here now. We're mere hours away from being called doctors. And we all vow to continue to learn more and more and more and more to become even better so that we can continue to improve the health and well-being of all. Also, thank you to our teachers, residents, staff, OSLR fellows, for helping us acquire that knowledge that we're going to need to become better doctors. But not only how to acquire that knowledge, but how to apply it compassionately so that we can elaborate ourselves as healers. You've all provided so much guidance over the past 4 years, and for that we'll be eternally grateful. We'd also like to acknowledge the efforts put forth by the administrative faculty to maintain a high quality of our education. We've got the Vice Principal of Health Affairs and Dean of Medicine, David Adelman, Associate Dean of Medical Education and Student Affairs, Dr. Primavesi, Assistant Dean of Student Affairs, Dr. Gupta, Assistant Dean of Medical Education for Campus Santé Uruguay, Gilles Brousseau. Thank you for your leadership and of the medical faculty. We'd also like to thank the chairs of departments who oversee the outstanding clinical training within the hospitals and the community. On behalf of our class, I'd also like to thank Leo Titero. Leo, are you?
He's over here.
So Leo probably last slept on, what, like Sunday or something like that? And he's going to keep going strong until the cancer gala. He really puts in so much work, and he has for so many years, to make sure that this event, the White Coat Ceremony, he's done a lot of behind-the-scenes work for the grad ball that only we're invited to. And thank you, Leah, very much for everything you've done for us. So now to thank the wheels of the machine, the UGME staff. I guess it started for us when Anna Lee took care of Baum. She told us tukes were okay every time we wrote those exams. We'll never forget Toby Cape, and then who was later replaced by Ann Briggs and Carolyn for organizing physicianship and reminding you to sign that attendance sheet and only do it once. Sunita Matthew, who did a fantastic job for us in ICM. Nicole Goudon, I think we all remember that it was the end of the world if we didn't get stream one for clerkship and that we were... Carms was doomed. Thank you for tolerating all of our requests and accommodating them as much as possible. Heidi Chung, for somehow, I guess, she got all those clerkship evaluations. It's from all over the world. It's really impressive. Elizabeth Lefebvre for career counseling and coaching us through Carms. Danny Mornoval for putting together our final review. And then there's the Sylvana character. Sorry, hang on 1 second. Wait. Okay, I still have like 3 more sentences, all right? So this was like all written, and then it's like, you know, of course I'm like about to go to bed after game 5, and there's my phone on my bed, it's 12:15. Of course it's Sylvana. So then I think it was like a 17 email exchange goes. And then the next thing you know, this is totally restructured. But with that said, we work around the clock. You know, we finish you get off your ob shift at St. Mary's at midnight, and you go all the way back to the West Island, and you're like, oh my God, I totally forgot something. And you email Sylvana, and she answers, and it's like, wow. This like Leo, Sylvana, I don't think Sylvana sleeps very much, but from a lot of us in the class leadership roles, we've leaned on Sylvana so much for her immense, immense institutional knowledge and memory, and always told us what we need to know and when we need to know it, which is always immediately. Mally, you have the... Yeah, so now we're going to give Sylvana... You stand there. And now we give Sylvana a round of applause. Woo!
Thank you.
So almost done. One more thank you, and that's to you, to the other 174 of you, to the 175 of us. I think I speak for all of us who've engaged in sort of like a class leadership. We're a special bunch, you know. Dr. Edelman kind of touched on our lifestyle. but I mean, it's also to say, you know, I was also informed by Dr. Primavesi that as a whole, we're pretty smart. with among some of the lower failure rates in recent memory, which, given the lifestyle, I guess is impressive. But in all seriousness, no, it's really speaks volume about how accountable we've all been to each other. It's that we can go outside into that lobby afterwards and we can look on that mosaic and there's 175 faces. That's 100% of us. That we, 100% of us, all 175 of us, filled out that survey is, it's, you know, it took some encouragement, but it also speaks volume about the accountability to each other. And then it's just this morning at breakfast, I was describing that, you know, it's unlike many other classes, there hasn't been a divide based on age, based on language, based on, you know, whether you went to the MedP program or not. It's just, we just sort of like all gelled together. And there's really something to be said about that. And I think it speaks to our accountability to each other and also, you know, and ultimately how accountable we are to our patients, because it's, you know, it's with this lifestyle and with this success, it shows a lot of discipline and that we genuinely really do care about each other and our patients. I have no doubt, I'm very confident that we're going to go out there and we're going to save a ton of lives. Thank you. Thank you, guys. So now this was sort of the hot topic of that fiery email exchange after Game 5, is that we're presenting an award that I now know what we're doing. And so the Osler Teaching Award, by definition, is presented to a professor in the Faculty of Medicine who, in the opinion of the senior medical students, has made the most outstanding contributions to their medical education. So I'm not sure how common this knowledge is, but typically, the step one scores in the microbiology component for the USMLE test were quite low before Dr. Kratz, or relatively low. Of course, they're always high for us, right? were comparatively low before Dr. Kratzia stepped in. And I think we all remember during Unit 7, which is now Block G, the hours that Dr. Kratzia spent at the back of M1. But I also at that time had the pleasure of working with Dr. Kratzios in the BOM committee, and I got to see how much time, even above and beyond all of that clinical work that he sacrificed, how much he really cared about ensuring that we knew microbiology. It's with great pleasure that, you know, due to all the work that you've put into the classroom, that you've put into, yeah, you're there. All the work that you've put into the classroom, all the work that you've put into the clinic, teaching so many of us microbiology, you're covering wards at the children's, that on behalf of the graduating class, it's with great pride that I would like to present to you the highest level of recognition for teaching in the MDCM program, the Osler Teaching Award.
nervous. I usually am not. But first, I want to take a selfie, okay? Yes. Good morning. Yes, it's still morning. Good morning. Keep May 29th free, they said. So, of course, they also said, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. And little do they know that I like to hear myself speak, so. But I did not prepare a speech. And so I started having heart palpitations when about half an hour ago, you know, members of the faculty were like, wow, we can't wait to hear your speech. And I said, I have no speech. But, of course, I come up with things. So selfie, check. Okay, so thank you all. Thank you, honestly. This has been, this is an honor. I am surprised. You were my first. Four years ago when I started teaching the curriculum, dear students, doctors now, colleagues, proud parents, really proud parents, family, friends, respected members of the faculty, and mom, dad, hi. So, you know, when I was first asked to do this, and I also wanted to thank Dr. Colin Chalk. I wanted to thank Anna Lee, of course, Silvana, who, yes, answers Facebook messages at midnight as well, and Kate, everybody, the support, Kalina Klimp, Tim. Without you guys, I would not be able to do this job. You know, when I was first asked to do this, I said, how am I going to teach infectious diseases? And a lot of the times, ideas would come into my brain as I'm taking the train from Toronto to Montreal and, you know, a couple of gravels later because of the motion sickness. You know, a lecture would be created. you know, there was one time I remember teaching you guys how to distinguish between what stains red and what stains blue under the microscope, feminine-sounding bacteria stain pink, masculine-sounding bacteria stain blue. And then years later, one of you came up to me and said, well, I was doing an elective in Geneva, and I told them how McGill teaches us microbiology. And you know, the Swiss are very reserved and stuff. And so she told them about the way I've been teaching you microbiology, and they thought it was like the sweetest thing since Toblerone. They were like beside themselves in Geneva, and apparently they're now teaching it to their... So, you know, I did come to class every day. I sat in the back of the room. I do remember the last time I taught you was in here, where I said it was my honor and my pleasure to teach you. I still do think that way, and I am proud to call you my colleagues. I will go down just memory lane for 2 seconds with all of you, because you guys will have a laugh at this. But remember the time when the computer didn't work and whooping cough was not, and I had to stand up and simulate whooping cough for you? So I did that. Thank you for letting me play soccer between classes with you guys. Even though my sunglasses would fall and I didn't know how to play, why can't you play hockey? Thank you for the cupcakes that you got me on my birthday that were in the shape of bacteria. Red and pink, red and blue. Thank you for downloading Facebook every time I'm in the. I knew who was on Facebook, who was looking at, you know, dresses for Banana Republic, who was downloading pictures of logos for your casino night, which, by the way, you did a very good job on. I also would like to thank you for taking pictures of me while asleep in the back of the class. and posting it on Facebook. fail. thank you for trying to get me drunk at the end of the year party. It did not work. Let me tell you, a bowl of Greek lentil soup, some stuffed peppers, and a half loaf of bread does not make you drunk. So, anyway, apart from all of that, I do want to thank you. I was surprised because I didn't realize that an Osler Award would be given to somebody who busts your chops so much during the microbiology rotation. I still am very proud to be up here and to have taught you, and I'm proud to call you my colleague. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart to Geneva and back. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. I want to thank Josh for his words. Once every five, class valedictorian of health sciences rotates every 5 years between the five schools in the Faculty of Medicine, and this year it's undergraduate medicine that selects a valedictorian, and Josh will be addressing all the graduating students this afternoon. And. I come from the bad class, and Josh has been lobbying for your class to be known as the best class. And if you want to claim that moniker, you may have it. I add my congratulations to Dr. Karatsios on his teaching award. And if you look back over the last decade, you'll see there are many distinguished teachers. He joins this list. And there's certain themes that actually come out when you look at this. You are likely to be teaching in the first year of the curriculum, which is very impressive to have such a lasting impression on the graduating students. You are likely to be a pediatrician. And you're likely to have won Dancing with the Docs. And you'll hear more about Chris this afternoon when I address him at the convocation ceremony. So it's time for closing remarks. So 2.5 years ago, you were here receiving your short white coats as part of the white coat ceremony, a symbol of the responsibilities that you were undertaking as you began the medical profession. As most of you know, traditionally in the McGill hospitals, medical students wear short white coats, and graduates wear long white coats, and it's a special present to the class. The Dean of Medicine is presenting each of you with a long white coat, and it's a symbol of the new responsibilities you will now assume, including the responsibility to teach your junior colleagues. And you may pick up your gift bag in room 519 between 12:30 and 1. I'd like to thank some people for making today possible. Leo Titero and Sally Delbecq, our special events team, responsible for the decorations and the food that we will get shortly, and for making everything run smoothly and making this day so special. Thanks to the Development and Alumni Relations staff, Joanne Liebosch, Mercedes Delacroix, Maya Zarumba, and Manly Q. Thank you to Diana Colby and the communications team for coordinating the awards presentation. Thanks to MedIT and the Special AV team for ensuring this morning ran without technical errors and for creating the live stream, at least a one-way live stream. Special thank you to Sylvana and the undergraduate medical education office staff. Josh already mentioned many of them. They're now standing in front of you, and I will just read their names. Kate Allen, Ann Briggs, Mary Chetri, Heidi Chung, Carolyn Ancison, John Cloutier, Sylvana DiLolo, Julie Golick, Nicole Guedin, Tim Johns, Kalina Klimp, Shi Xai, Anna Lee, Elizabeth Lefebvre, Sunita Matthew, Danielle Morinval, Farhad Suti, and Yung Ting Tsai. And this is what makes it possible to run the curriculum. Je vous invite donc maintenant à vous rendre à l'entrée du sixième étage ou le cafétéria au cinquième étage pour partager un goûter afin de célébrer nos nouveaux diplômés. So we'll have a little reception. It'll occur on the sixth floor foyer and in the fifth floor cafeteria to avoid the construction that is going on. And vegetarian food and vegan food is available on the fifth floor. Convocation ceremonies will begin at 2 o'clock sharp on lower campus. So you need to leave here by 1-ish to get there on time. And there will be taxis available on the first floor for your guests. And you may leave from either the back doors or the front doors. Et Dr. Eidelman et moi va démarrer à l'avant pendant quelques minutes si vous souhaitez prendre des photos. Dr. Eidelman and I will remain here for a few minutes in case you want to take photos. Congratulations to all. Je vous souhaite un merveilleux après-midi. Félicitations à chacun d'entre vous. Bonjour, merci.